Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 32. Captive Hearts. Part 1 of 3. Written by Casey Wayland.
Him. At least that's what the doctor slash dentist thinks. I'm not sure whether or not I should start collecting blue clothes. Again, I can't even get clothes that fit me right. Finding something baby-sized is gonna be difficult. I guess I could take up sewing to pass the time, but that just, well, it doesn't interest me. I'm not sure if the scavengers would mind getting supplies or not, but, well, they might if Scratch says something. It's weird, Scratch. I don't know what to think right now. She's been so careful with me, but I can't shake that there's something else going on. No one will say anything to me, so...
Damn it.
Hello?
Hey.
You're back. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Where'd you go?
Nowhere. Just wait right there. I need to change.
Change? Why? What happened? Brix, what happened? Are you hurt?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
What's wrong? Tell me. Hey, just open the door.
Not now.
What's going on? Talk to me.
I don't even know.
Just open up, okay? I can't hear you. I still have some of your extra shirts in here. Why don't you just come in? All right, now we can... Oh, my God, blood.
I'm fine. It's not mine.
Was it one of those things? We need to get you cleaned off.
No, it's not them either.
Then whose is it?
You got that shirt?
Go to the sink. You're just going to get that one stained, too. Whose is it? Or do I even want to know?
You don't.
Hold out your hands. Now scrub. I thought you were done with that.
I didn't hurt anyone.
Am I going to keep guessing, or are you going to tell me? Look, you had plenty of things to change into at your place, so why'd you come here?
I don't know.
I know that look. You hurt someone? Is that what happened? Do you feel guilty? What is it?
I said I didn't do anything.
Then who did?
Scratch.
Whose blood is it, Brix? Where did she go after the doctor's this morning?
I'm not supposed to tell you.
You just walk in here covered in blood and you don't expect me to freak out. Oh my God, did someone come for me? Someone I know? Is that what?
No. No one came for you. But...
But what? What?
She'll kill me if I tell you.
I'll kill you if you don't tell me. Maybe not, but I'll try and hurt you really bad. Am I supposed to keep guessing?
Here.
What is this?
I thought you'd know. You don't?
It's a piece of metal. What does... Wait. Shirley? Is this... Bert? What happened to Bert? What did she do to him?
Keep your voice down. He's alive.
Where is he? You said no one came for me.
He didn't.
Then what? Why are you showing this to me? Where is he?
She hurt him pretty bad. Worse than before.
How long has he been here? How long?
Easy. You're not supposed to get stressed out.
It's too late for that. Tell me.
We brought him back with us.
So this whole time since I've been here... Oh.
Easy. Sit down. Here, I got you.
Don't touch me. That long and you never told me?
I couldn't. But I'm telling you now.
And that's supposed to help? What can I do?
I don't know either. Why do you think I'm telling you?
A lot of good it does. I can't do a whole hell of a lot.
But she's going to really hurt him.
Then stop her.
I did that. But she'll try again.
Oh, what can I do? At least he's still alive, but... What can... What? What else?
There's more.
He told me about Angel, what happened, and about his ring. I barely remember how I reacted. I just remember feeling out of control. I threw up sometime in the middle of everything. Could have been nerves or the baby. I don't remember which. It took a while to calm down after that. I remember just sitting there and thinking and putting things together. Does anyone else know?
It's guitar dust. The doctor, Jason, but he's not around anymore. Scratch made sure no one else knew. She even told me to destroy the tape.
I can't do anything.
Can I?
You're asking me?
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Can you sneak him out?
Someone would see me, and the door has an alarm.
There's no way around.
Not that I've seen.
If Bert knows where my friends went, he's not gonna tell her. That'd be me in there if I knew anything. God, and the way she talked with me yesterday. And then this? I don't know what she's gonna do next. I was really starting to think that she was moving on.
From her brother? That'll never happen.
Yeah. But wait, Latch was a part of all of that. And she went after Pegs for killing him, right? And... well, if Angel really did have a ring, then... then it'd be no different. She would have killed one of the members of the family. She knows that.
I don't understand.
She doesn't want Jirai to find out, does she?
I don't think so.
Then we need to find a way to tell him.
You want me to?
Yes. Yes, if she really did kill someone in the family, then he'd have to do something, right? And you're sure Angel was one of them?
Yeah.
But TARDIS would take her side, and then it'd be your word against both of theirs. She might even pin it on someone else.
I could just show him the tape.
But you said that...
she told me to destroy it. Didn't say that I did.
Then you need to show it to him. He needs to see it.
What will he do?
I don't know. But if she tried that hard to hide it, it won't be good. It could take her out of the picture forever.
All right, I'll go get it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I don't think it's gonna work, so I'm not doing it.
You're doing it. Hell, I would if she'd let me.
No, there isn't any other way in. I've looked, we've all looked, this is it.
Someone's going to notice.
They won't. Not if you do it right.
If it works, it's a pretty sweet way in.
Look, there's so many holes, right? The gun will get wet, the equipment too. Not to mention me, right? It's just sloppy.
We've been over this. I have a dry bag all ready for you. Your change of clothes and weapon will be fine.
Fine. I'll just keep going down the list. What about air? What if it's still tight? Then what?
You'll have standby air tanks just in case.
Yeah, like I trust those.
It's not like you'll need them anyway. Look at the photos. The water truck has a large hatch there, and that tube sticking out next to it that loops down, that'll be your additional airline.
And you control the hatch. You got your suction handle thingy to keep it closed. But you can open it, too.
All right, that's next on my list, all right? What if he notices the hatch isn't locked and closes it? Then I'm really screwed.
If he does that, we'll interfere. If he doesn't, then we'll follow the truck however long we can until the gate. What else you got?
None right now, but I'm sure there are, like, 90 more things that could go wrong with this.
Okay, so, from the top, the water guy, who you don't know...
It's Max or something. I mean, I know him. I just don't know if we could trust him. It'd be much easier if we did.
Whatever. He gets here with the water truck in the afternoons on Tuesdays, right? San Gabriel River?
Yeah, that's it.
The timing could be sketchy. We don't have data on how often they grab water. Only this one incident. I suppose we can just wait another week or two to make sure.
No, that time's right. I mean, the water dog went out once a week on Tuesday, same time every time. I had to do it myself once or twice to cover someone. Oh, right. Here's another one. It's storm drain runoff. That is some gross-ass water.
Just pucker up real tight.
Well, what they use it for if it's so bad?
The farm.
Can we continue?
So, the water truck from the colony gets there, starts pumping H2O into the tank, and from what you said, it's pretty loud, right?
Which is why they must have gated in the fill point here to here. There's a whole bunch of leftover construction materials inside as well.
They were going to expand, but they didn't finish that part. I mean, we're working on a plumbing project to bring the water right to us, but that got interrupted.
Fortunately for us, there's enough junk left over for Vic to hide behind, if he can get low enough.
Well, there is that tree there. That could be an option, too.
The trunk's pump controls are on that side. The other side is better.
The guy parks, flips on the pumps, and Vic gets inside. Seems easy enough, right?
Would be easier to shoot the guy.
Well, I was going to suggest that, but I'm guessing you get found out much quicker that way when they check the truck coming in the gate.
What's that like? How does the gate system work? We've only seen it from the outside. You said it's got an empty area in between.
Yeah, it's like this. All right, there's the outer gate here. It slides over to the right, and the supply trucks drive in and park in the pit. Then the outer gate closes. Once they check it out, the inner gate opens, and you move in.
Who operates the gate?
The guardians are the only ones who can see outside, so them usually. But the guy on the ground can too, has a failsafe if someone tries to get in. Someone accidentally hit it once, thinking they saw something, and the gate closed on a truck, cutting it in two. The gate part won't be bad, but the search has me worried.
There's no other place to hide on the truck? Maybe underneath, you know? Cape Fear style?
No, I mean, they check every place something might hang on. As much as I think this is stupid, it might be our only option. I've never seen them check inside the gas or water tankers before.
It's kind of cool if you think about it. Like our own Trojan horse to get inside. Speaking of which, the next part.
So once you're inside, where's that sketch of the colony?
Here it is. Now, it ain't perfect, only what I could remember. Maxwell stopped the water truck along the back wall of Liberty Park, right here. If I can wait it out a few hours without freezing my ass off, I can get out at the change of the guard. The field workers will be gone by then.
Just for that, I got you a waterproof watch. Look, it glows.
Gee, thanks.
And I think we can sneak out of here tonight and find you a wetsuit. Sadly, I didn't bring one.
What, like you had them at home?
I did. I have everything.
How long can he last in the tank?
With the wetsuit, and I'm guessing it's 65 degrees outside, so the water can't get too cold, I think he'll be okay.
You say that, but you won't be in there.
If you want, I'm still available.
No, you know that's not an option. Now, after you get out, we know there are houses over the wall behind the farm, but beyond that...
Yeah, I'll remember pretty quickly. I think there's a tool shed around here somewhere. That'll give me a chance to change, and I'll get a hold of you. Inside there, I'll be fine. Wow. That's a lot.
Why do you think I was so hesitant to come down here?
Now, come on. This isn't so bad. I think it's a great idea.
It's good. Wouldn't call it great.
So he's in, and safe. What's next?
You'll get in contact with one of the names Glenn and Pete gave us.
Clayton lives somewhere over here. That might be the best point of contact. I knew him pretty well. I should be able to radio you if something changes.
If something happens to your handset or it gets wet, we don't have a backup, so just take it out of the case until you're clear. Without it, we're blind.
Hold up. Did Glenn even get it working yet?
Glenn, you got the relay up yet?
What do you think?
Nice. Thanks. We'll keep this one on for a while if you need us.
Okie dokie. Oh, and tell Saul one of his chickens died.
I hope it wasn't May.
I'll let him know. Come on, man up.
Poor thing.
All right. So it's about 6 p.m. now. We got time to go over supplies.
And get that wetsuit. I can do that on my own.
Saul, you owe me big.
I know. Let's do this. CJ and I positioned ourselves on an overpass by the river. We had a good view of Victor, at least what we thought was him. He was on the other side of the materials. There was enough time for him to get cover. Just when we expected it, the water truck could be seen in the distance.
Saul, there it is.
Can you see the driver?
Not well.
Hey, buddy. You got incoming. Go quiet, okay?
Got it.
Hang in there. Okay, man?
We'll be right behind you.
All right. I'm going now. Hasta la vista.
Hey, I'm here at the river. Just checking in.
He's out. Okay. And the guy's on the other side. He's clear. Flash the mirror.
He sees it. There he goes.
Come on. Come on, get up there. Get up there. You can do it. You want the binoculars?
No, I got my scope.
Just don't shoot the wrong guy, okay?
I'll try not to.
Hey, what time are you coming back? Need to make another run.
I don't know. Late, maybe. We'll see. Just let me do my thing.
Hell yeah! He's in! That's my boy!
The guy's not paying attention. He's watching the fence like I thought he would.
Let's just hope he doesn't notice the hatch.
Looks closed. Suction thing's working. He's okay. You can relax.
How long till it's full?
I don't know, but I'm not taking my sights off of him. He's moving. Get in the van.
I'll drive. Just guide me down the route there. That's the way back.
We can only go a couple blocks before we get into their scout's ring.
I know. We just need to watch them. We'll go on foot after that if we need to. We gotta keep him safe.
I agree. But it'd be much better for him if we're not seen.
Dinner before it's over.
It's fine. Give me your gun.
I'll turn it in myself.
No exception.
Fine.
What are you doing? You gotta check the tank.
You say so.
I took off the handle and moved to the side, scraping my toes along the floor.
You did it!
Hey, you. Get over to dinner. You can be done for the day.
Really?
Yeah. Go before I change my mind.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.
Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Otto Sturk, Constance Parn, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Olegario, Scott Marvin, Jenna McCombie, Tammy Klein, Blair Beihauer, Shirley Jordan, Jane Lehoch, Glenn Hoffner, Stuart Kennan, and Carl Schwaber. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Whalen. Line producer, Simon Nepper. Zombie intern, Eric Wargo. Music intro by Brother Dan. Series artist, Ben Hosack. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.